Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, July 11th. Coming up in today's episode, police interview BMW hit-and-run accused along with driver. Fresh details reveal horrors of that Sunday morning. On probation, civil servant under scanner for abuse of power. Minor girl allegedly gang-raped and killed by minor boys. And Russia on Indians in the Russian army. First up, the 23-year-old accused in the Mumbai BMW hit-and-run case was made to sit face-to-face with his driver as the police interrogated both the men today. Mihir Shah, who drove the BMW that hit a two-wheeler and killed a 45-year-old woman, had changed seats with his driver after the accident. The police also recreated the sequence of events at the accident site today. Mihir and his driver Raj Rishi Bidawat claimed they did not know the woman was stuck under the car as they drove away after hitting the two-wheeler for over 1.5 kilometers. Police sources said the two men admitted to their mistake and Mihir Shah told them he regretted his actions. The police have said many CCTV footage have captured the BMW speeding and dragging the woman stuck on the bonnet. Mihir Shah stopped the car after dragging the victim for 1.5 kilometers and then exchanged seats with his driver. He removed the woman's body from underneath the engine bay and the bumper and left the body on the road. His driver then reversed the BMW and ran over the woman's body once again before the car disappeared from CCTV view. Police sources said they suspect Mr. Shah was aware that the woman was stuck under the car, but he drove on and did not stop, despite some motorists trying to signal and shouting at them frantically. Meanwhile, the bar which came under the scanner for serving liquor to Mihir, who is around 23 or 24 years old, which is under the legal drinking age in Maharashtra, which stands at 25, has alleged he showed them an ID card, which showed his age as 27. The pub's management alleged Mihir Shah showed them the identity card before they allowed him to enter the pub. Three of his friends who went to the pub with him are over 30 years old. Kaveri Nakwa and her husband Pradeep Nakwa were on a two-wheeler when the BMW driven by Mr. Shah, the son of now-sacked Shiv Sena leader Rajesh Shah, rammed the scooty and sped away. He was on the run from the police for over 3 days. And now a total of 12 people have been taken into custody as the police try to find who helped him with the escape plan. It is also alleged that the father and the driver drove the car to a secluded location to remove the Shiv Sena sticker from their car and also tampered with the license plate. And next, newly recruited Pooja Khedkar, an on-probation civil service officer, has come under the scanner after allegedly lying about visual and mental disabilities and her OBC background, all in an attempt to secure a range of perks not allowed for junior staffers. Ms. Khedkar came under the spotlight for allegedly using a siren, VIP number plates and a Government of Maharashtra sticker on her privately owned Audi sedan. The 2023 badge IAS officer has hit national headlines in the wake of serious allegations of impropriety and misuse of her position as a bureaucrat. Among the allegations against her is that she was using Pune Additional Collector Ajay More's office while he was away. She allegedly removed the office furniture and also asked for letterheads. Junior IAS officers who are on probation for nearly 2 years after they joined the service are not entitled to any of these perks. More scrutiny followed after these allegations. It has now emerged that Ms. Khedkar made various unfair demands, the authorities claim. These included an official car with a VIP number plate, accommodation and an official chamber with adequate staff. According to rules, an officer on probation cannot be provided with these facilities. Reports suggest that her father, a retired administrative officer, allegedly pushed for her demands to be fulfilled. She had ranked 841 in the All India exam, which is qualified as an unimpressive rank. In fact, the Union Public Service Commission that recruits top civil servants had challenged her selection, and a tribunal ruled against her in February of 2023. It is not clear yet how her appointment was confirmed. She has now been transferred to Vashim. When pressured by the media for a response, she said that she was happy to serve Vashim now and that government laws do not allow her to make comments regarding these allegations. The next story contains mentions of sexual assault. In a shocking incident, it is reported that an 8-year-old girl missing in Andhra Pradesh was gang-raped and killed allegedly by young minors. The class 3 student had been missing for 5 days. The father filed a police complaint alleging she went to play in a park but never came home. The police along with locals formed search parties but she could not be traced. According to police in Nandlaya district, she was gang-raped by minors aged 12 and 13 and then killed. The 3 minor accused who have been detained have told the police that they disposed of the girl's body in an irrigation canal. The incident has been reported in Muchumari, which is over 300 kilometers away from Andhra capital Amaravati. The girl's body has not been recovered yet. The police reached these accused with the help of a sniffer dog. 2 of them are in class 6, aged 12, and one of them is in class 7 and is aged 13. All the 3 students are of the same school to which the girl went. During interrogation, the boys admitted to raping and murdering the girl, the police have said. The accused have told the police that they had seen the girl playing in the park and joined in. This is the same park which the father claims she never came home from. They then took her to a secluded area near the Muchumari Dam and took turns to rape her, according to the police. Worried that they would be in trouble if the girl told her parents about the assault, they murdered her and threw her body in a nearby canal, the boys have allegedly told the police. Breaking from breaking news, the Jaipur Municipal Corporation Greater is going viral on social media for adopting a Hinglish approach on its webpage, making it easier for users to file complaints without inconvenience. Each complaint category has problems listed in Hinglish for easy understanding, but some are way too specific. For instance, if someone aimed to address a concern about stray animals in their area, the website offers options like Bandar bahut ho gaye hain, Suar bahut ho gaye hain, Kutta pagal ho gaya hai, pakadwana hai. Which means there are a lot of monkeys in this area, there are lots of pigs in this area, and we have a mad dog in the area who needs to be caught. Among others, all written in English alphabets, phonetically adjusted for Hindi words. An ex-user posted a screenshot of the complaint section online and said, "The developer of Jaipur Municipal Corporation website is crazy," in his post caption. Now, back to news. The Russians never wanted Indians in their army and their presence is insignificant for the country, a Russian diplomat has said. Russia on Wednesday said it is hoping for a quick resolution of the issue relating to India's call for return of Indians recruited into the Russian army as support staff and asserted their recruitment was purely a commercial matter. In the first comments on the issue from the Russian government, Russia's charge d'affaires Roman Babushkin said Moscow never wanted the Indians to be a part of its army, and their number is insignificant in the context of the conflict. Mr. Babushkin's remark come a day after Russia promised to ensure the early release and return of home for the Indian nationals working in the Russian military as support staff, allegedly after Prime Minister Narendra Modi very strongly raised the issue with President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Babushkin noted that the issue should not be politicized. He said, and I quote, "Let us be very clear, we have never wanted Indians to be a part of the Russian army. You would have never seen any announcement by Russian authorities on this," unquote. The Russian diplomat said that most of the Indians were recruited under a commercial framework as they wanted to, quote, make money. The number of Indians, 50, 60 or 100 people, does not make any significance in terms of the wider conflict, he said. Quote, "They are here purely for commercial reasons and we did not want to recruit them," unquote. Babushkin said most of the Indians recruited as support staff are working illegally as they do not have appropriate visas to work. He said most of them came to Russia on tourist visas. Asked if the families of those killed would be given compensation and Russian citizenship, Babushkin said it should happen anyway as per the contractual obligations. And lastly, workers clearing the Badrinath Highway had a narrow escape this morning as boulders fell from a mountain, showed a video from Uttarakhand's Chamoli. The workers rushed down the hill seeing the rocks sliding down, averting a major tragedy. The Badrinath National Highway, which links the pilgrim site of Badrinath, remains closed for over 48 hours after 2 major landslides in Chamoli stranding thousands of travelers. But these workers who were helping to clear the way had a very narrow and fortunate escape from possible fatalities. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.